did they call that?
Shock and hate. Uh-huh. Now, you have new ways. It's the new times. You obey, cut hay, and bale it. Mm-hmm. When you bale it up, you haul it home, put it in your barn on the ground, or put some poles down. Then put your hay on top of those poles. And,
outside?
If you want to feed, huh?
Outside?
Inside the barn. You make a barn, just like a house, but it's not just a house like, or if it's a flow in it. Some people have flow in it. Mm-hmm. And you just stack your hay in there. If you want to feed it, say you're going to give them 5 bales every morning, you get 5 bales out and carry and get to your cattle. Mm-hmm. Now some people, I see the house of hay that a way of baling. You have a big round bale, and as you bale it, you leave it in the field. Just bale it there and leave it there. Mm-hmm. Well, cattle are going to eat off it that way, but the general run where you haul and put down a barn.
Oh, those big?
Big round bales.
Yeah, I've seen those. What are they called?
That's right, huh?
What are they called? Just bales?
Well, bales of hay, all I know. I see them first time this year. First time it was in this community, I would say, this year. Uh-huh. Where did you see some of that?
While I was driving around, I wasn't
sure. That's right. I see them too. I see them 2 weeks ago was my first time to see them. Uh-huh. But now I have bale. Hay would be that square. Bale would be about that long. I'll bale thousands of bale. Two tractor and hay bale, bale thousands of them. But I never see none baled like that, what we talking about. Mm-hmm. But that's what you see was in the field, too, wasn't mm-hmm. it? Well, that's yeah. where they baled it.
Do you remember a long time ago when they'd cut the hay and they'd let it dry? They'd rake it up in little piles.
Well, when you go there and you cut your hay, it's on to what kind of hay you cut. Now, if you cut less for diesel hay, you cut it this morning and let it dry one day, then you go and rake it and pile. Big pile, be about that far apart, a little further. Then with a rake. Then you go in, when you bale it, then you come back along with your baler, pick those piles up and it'll shoot bales out. Uh-huh. When it shoots bales out, you pick those bales up, carry them, put them in your barn until you get ready to feed your cattle. Mm-hmm.
What do you call that upper part of the barn?
The open part?
No, that upstairs part.
Oh, ventilator. Well, now sometimes you have what you call a ventilator.
No, I mean where you can store your hay, where you can put those bales of hay up.
Well, stairs. That would be a upstairs, like. Uh-huh. But General Ron, they have no upstairs no more. That's just like a different time. They cut out upstairs. Mm-hmm. You don't build a house high enough and have upstairs. If you build it high enough, you stack your hay down here at the bottom. You see, it's a whole lot of trouble to put hay upstairs. Mm-hmm. But if you can run right in that door, one and chuck a bale of hay in there and somebody stack it over there, well, you soon get through with your hay. The mm-hmm. longer you play with it, the more it costs you, you know, like yeah. that.
Do you ever have a place for keeping grain?
What?
For keeping grain. Have you ever... They may not have it around here, but have you ever heard of a granary or a granary?
Grain? Uh-huh. No. Have no grain around here. Soybeans, the only thing they have around here would be grain. Then they don't keep them. Is they get them thrashed out, they can't even sell those. Mm-hmm.